We have some great events on the way, and none I'm looking more forward to right now than what's coming up in just a couple weekends. And that's the King Cake Off. And on to talk with us about that is Shayna Jordan. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning.
It's next week, right? Am I right about that?
No, that's very stressful for me.
Oh, so that is 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's
2 weeks, yes.
Okay. February 4th, right?
February 4th.
It won't be the first time, Shayna, I showed up for something I was MC or judging and was a week or a month early.
I did. Better to be early than late. Right?
Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, let's talk about it, this event and where it's going to be.
So it is going to be at the Temple in downtown Mobile. That's right off of Cathedral Square. So, this is very exciting. We're part of Senior Bowl Week this year, so there's all these activities going, you know, around Senior Bowl for people to come out and do. And so we're that Friday night. Also, that Friday night is the Senior Bowl Players Parade, and then the free concert in Cathedral Square. So we're kind of in the middle of that. So the temple's a block off of both of those events. You come to the King Cake Off at 5 p.m. You'll enjoy that. There's a parade going on around 6:30, and then there's a free concert in the park at 8.
So
there's so much to do in downtown.
I was at the King Cake Off a couple of years ago. It was at the government plaza, correct?
Correct.
And that was it benefited the group that I'm involved with, Light of the Village, out in Alabama Village, and we were very grateful that the money went our way, for sure. Fun event. So explain to everybody what it's all about.
So it is about eating king cake. I mean, come on. We are the home of Mardi Gras. We wanted to start an event that kind of honored that and also the fun, family-friendly atmosphere that we have here in Mobile. So you come down, you get to sample all types of king cake and king cake-inspired treats. So it's not just traditional king cake, which makes it fun for those who don't necessarily like that. So there's something for everyone. There's fun kids' activities. There's live music. There's lots going on. This year, we have permanently partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters, so they will be our beneficiary for the unforeseeable future, hopefully. And so we're very excited about working with them and their mission. It's going to be a fun time. I'm just so glad we're going to be back in person and have things like the King Cake Off.
Yeah, and what a great group to partner with there. I mean, the mentorship that they've provided over the years, that's fantastic stuff. So, you know, you could poll a room of people in Mobile and say, who makes the best king cake around here? And it might even end up in a fist fight if you're not careful, because a lot of people are very passionate about who makes the best king cake. And I guess it's up to Dan and the other judges to be the actual judge of that. Who will be cooking these king cakes? Is a lot of local bakeries that are doing this?
Yeah, we have a lot of local bakeries. We have not announced all of our vendors yet. They're just wrapping up. So we will be announcing those next week. And then leading up to the event. So, but there's a lot of unusual vendors, so I can't wait for you guys to see who we announce. But, you know, in the past, we've had a lot of grocery stores, a lot of bakeries, some from out of town. We'll have similar, but some new choices, some new people providing king cake-inspired treats. So it's a great event. And we have sold quite a few tickets. So we did have 1 year where we sold out, so I would say, there's an early bird pricing also, so it's less expensive to get your ticket now. It's $15 the day of of the event is $20. So go ahead and get your ticket and make sure that you're able to come and save a little money by getting it in advance.
Yeah, you could save some money there. And, of course, king cake babies get in free, right?
No.
Hey, by the way, so you get the tickets online. What's that address, Shayna?
Yeah, you just go to kingcakeoff.com and purchase your tickets and then show up at the event and have a great time. And so one more thing. So the public actually gets to judge, too. So we give, different awards away. So we have judges, professional judges, and then we also have, public's choice. So we have that. And then also there's an indie baker category. So if you're an independent baker and you want to see if you can win that category, go ahead and sign up. We have quite a few. I think maybe close to 10 indie bakers signed up already. So, if you think that you can make the best king cake or king cake inspired treat, but yet you're not a bakery or, a professional business, you can still sign up.
And if down the line you add a category for worst king cake, I'd love to participate because I'm sure I could add to that. Certainly wouldn't be.
I don't know anyone that wants to be the judge for the worst king cake.
No, definitely not. But you laid it out. This will be a fantastic weekend.
It's
so
fun.
The king cake off February 4th. It'll be at the Temple. And then that rolls right into that Senior Bowl parade and then the concert, the Senior Bowl street party. Good stuff, Shayna. We really appreciate that. And we'll share this on our social media so that if someone was driving and listening, they can. And weren't able to take down that information, they'll be able to get their tickets there.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to add one more detail. Post is the post King Cake event party. So after you've attended all of the fun events, make sure you make it down to Post. They have some incredible fun cocktails made with King Cake inspired liqueurs.
The evening just goes on and on.
It goes on and on.
I'm going to wake up Saturday. I'm going to wake up Saturday morning somewhere downtown. Thank you, Shayna.
King cake all over you.
King cake all over me. Yeah. That'll make social media.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Thank you, Shayna, very much.
Thank you. I hope to see you there.
Shayna Jordan, who's been working with the city for a long time, she's an event specialist, I guess you would call her.